Now, we would like to offer explanations on the announcement made by the company regarding the re-extension of the deadline for submission of its 176th annual securities report. The person to explain is Masashi Muromachi, Director, Chairman of the Board, Representative Executive Officer, President and CEO of the company. I am Muromachi. I am to report that today, to the Kanto Local Financial Bureau, the company applied for the re-extension of the deadline for submission of the company's annual securities report for the FY 2014 till September 7th, which was just approved. The company has made all efforts to announce restatements of recent past financial reports and financial results for FY 2014 on August 31st, which was the extended deadline approved on May 29th by the Kanto Local Financial Bureau. However, the company now needs to re-extend the deadline for the submission. The company deeply regrets the need to take this course of action, and I would like to offer to you the most sincere apologies to shareholders, investors, and all stakeholders for enormous inconveniences as well as concerns. September 7th is the newly approved deadline for submission. However, as far as possible, we will make all-out efforts to make earlier submissions. As to the financial results for fiscal 2014, we will see to it that we will front-load the activities to confidently announce the information as early on as possible. This I would like to solicit for your continued understandings, acceptances, and continued support. Now, please excuse me for being seated for the rest of the explanation. The company received on July 20th an investigation report from the Independent Investigation Committee. And then we immediately engaged in correcting annual securities reports for recent past fiscal years and in completing the FY 2014 annual securities report in parallel with audit process by the company's independent accounting auditor. And then it was our judgment that as regards restatements of past financial results and business result forecast for FY 2014 to the line indicating consolidated income before income taxes and non-controlling interest, that we'll be able to make an announcement, which we did so back on the 18th of this month. And then we understood that all we needed to do was to calculate tax expenses and to finalize consolidated financial statements so that we can make the submission of those statements and also to be able to get this behind us on today. However, number one, issues arose in several subsidiaries in Japan and overseas requiring additional investigations regarding the appropriateness of the treatment, accounting treatment, and facts and causes which led to the special audit by audit divisions of the company and its subsidiaries. And number two, miscalculation of impairment charges for fixed assets, which required restatement. Number three, inappropriate timing of the booking of provisions for a percentage for a project in which a percentage of completion method was used at one of the company's subsidiaries in the U.S. Number four, an audit of one of the company's U.S. subsidiaries by an independent U.S. auditor has taken longer than scheduled, among others. So all in all, delaying final recalculation of consolidated the income before income taxes and non-controlling interests until August 27th, with tax expense calculations and others, finalization of consolidated financial statements fell behind schedules. Due to these reasons, It was not until yesterday, which is August 30th, that company was able to make submission of consolidated, non-consolidated financial statements and annex detailed financial statements to the independent accounting auditor. Subsequent to our submission, the independent accounting auditor notified us that it would probably require, more than speaking, 7 days to the completion of their audit. The company, with deep regret, therefore, has submitted a second application for approval to extend the deadline or the re-extension of deadline for FY 2014 annual securities report. Now, let me confirm that extraordinary shareholders meeting, as has been announced to you, this still is planned to be convened to the end of September. Once again, we deeply regret the situation as it developed, and I would like to, on behalf of the company, express the most sincere apologies to shareholders, investors, and other stakeholders for all inconveniences and concerns.